Good morning, everyone. My name is Stephanie Schleyer. I am the Director of Family Ministry, and I am so glad to be up here this morning talking a little bit about friendship along with one of my favorite movies, Toy Story. So thank you for being here. Before we get too far into this whole friendship thing and the movie, I thought I would ask my good friend Lily to come on up here and help me with some ideas about friendship. Lily, guys, come on right over here, sweet girl. Come stand on this side. Yes. Okay, Lily. Now you're in my spot. All right, wait a minute. She's trying to steal the show already. Okay, Lily. Now, let's talk a little bit about friends. Do you have some people that you call friends?
Well, I have my neighbor, Landon and Monroe. They are really kind to me, so I think of them as a friend.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that leads to my next question is how they're neighbors, right? So you met them in the neighborhood. How long have you known them?
1 year. Since I moved, they kind of became my friends. And the first time we played, we always get into fights, but then we always forgive each other at the end.
Okay. Given some life lessons straight out of the chute. I like it very much. Okay, so you've known them about a year. They're neighborhood friends. What are some things, you said some of this already, but what are some things that make them good friends?
Well, they are kind and forgiving, and they are helpful, and their mom is helpful to my mom.
Oh, everybody. You're getting something special later. Okay, now, that was all very good. Now, let's flip the switch a little bit, and let's talk about someone that's not a very good friend. Don't say any names. Okay, don't say any names. What makes someone a bad friend?
Well, if they start to bully you.
Ooh, bullying. That's a buzzword for a lot of people. Triggers.
And if they're, like, being, like, mean and, like, chasing you.
Mm-hmm. That's bad. Yeah, chasing is bad. Are those boys that are chasing you?
Well, sometimes.
Guys, get on that. Okay, so that's good. That's very, very helpful. Now, one final question. What is it that you do to be a good friend?
Well, you can be kind to your friend, and you can be like you could stand up for someone to be a good friend.
That's a good answer. Okay, sorry, I lied. I have one more question. Do you ever find that you can be a bad friend?
Well, sometimes you can forget about how to be a good friend, and you just go wild and you just get mad at your friend.
Truth. I get that. I feel that sometimes too. But I like how, thanks you for being so honest about that. That was really brave of you. But I also like how you said before, you talk about it with your friends and you forgive each other. That's a big part of friendship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Good. Guys, give it up for Lily. She did so good. I have something for you. Would you prefer a Woody or a Buzz? Buzz, there you go. Okay, I think we can close in prayer now. She did such a good job. Okay. In our movie today, Toy Story, we are going to look at the tumultuous friendship between Buzz and Woody. Now, Woody is the toy cowboy that lives in Andy's room. Andy's like the boy in the movie. And he's considered the favorite toy, right? He's kind of like the leader of all the other toys. He gets played with the most, and he has top spot. You know, he gets to sleep on the bed at night with Andy. So He's considered the favorite. So let's take a look at what happens when Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, enters the scene.
No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Oh, yeah! Ah! Whoa! Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
Well, let's see. We got double A's.
Watch yourself. Halt, who goes there?
Don't shoot.
It's okay. Friends.
Do you know these life forms?
Yes. They're Andy's toys.
All right, everyone. You're clear to come up. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Ooh.
Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pull strike. Only
it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from Play School.
And I'm from Mattel. Well, I'm not really from Mattel. I'm actually from a smaller company that was purchased in a leveraged buyout. Well, I don't really...
You think they'd never seen a new toy before?
Well, sure. Look at him. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
All right, that's enough.
One of the biggest challenges I think that we have when it comes to friendships is this battle of comparison, right? We like to compare what we have to what others have. We compare the way we look. We compare the clothes that we wear. We compare the cars that we drive, the houses that we live in, the jobs that we have. We also like to compare, you know, how our relationships with other people is going, you know, like how well liked are you? And, well, how's your love life going? And how well liked are you by your boss or your teachers? Now, all of this is normal. It's totally normal. We all compare, and we see how the toys in Andy's room did the same thing when they compared how new and shiny and high-tech Buzz was compared to Woody, who was an older toy, and he just had this, like, old-fashioned pull string that really didn't have very good sound quality. And in the end, it made Woody feel like he was less than. And when I say less than, I mean he felt not worthy, or he felt less worthy. He's comparing what he has to what Buzz is like, and he doesn't feel equal, so he feels less than. Now, this can happen to us as well. When we fall into this comparison trap, we start to feel like we aren't as worthy or that we're less than because what we have is different than what someone else has or what our friends have. And it's easy then to start thinking that this way to happiness, this path, this road to happiness and success, there's just only one or two ways. And if your life doesn't look like that, then you're not going to be happy, or you're not worthy, or you're less than in some way. An example of that might be, you know, you grow up as in a nice, happy household when you're little, and you're a very good child, you obey your parents. That's your parents' dream right there. That's their path, right? You get good grades. You do well in school. You end up, graduating. You've probably started dating. You fall in love with somebody. You get married. You get a great job. You move into a house. You have kids. And the cycle starts all over again. And then you grow old with the one you love. And you die peacefully in your sleep together, holding hands, like in The Notebook or something. Right? This doesn't happen. Right? This doesn't happen. So what happens when this doesn't describe your life? You know, how do you start to feel? Do you start to feel less than? What if in your life you end up with a chronic illness that you're dealing with every day? Or what if you have a learning disability? What if you just hate school? You know, school is not your jam. What if the relationship with your parents, not a good one? Or what if you get in trouble with the law? Or what if you unexpectedly get pregnant at an early age? What if you have struggles with mental illness, anxiety, depression? What if you really struggle with addiction? Or financial difficulties, and maybe you end up homeless? Or you just live paycheck to paycheck, year after year, and you never really get all the things that you wanted, and you feel less than. Or maybe during that time of life that you thought was going to be the golden years, whatever that is for you, someone that you care about, someone that you love, someone that you depend on, ends up in a tragic accident or maybe even dying. All these things happen to us every day. Very few people end up on this perfect path that we've created in our minds, but we still compare our lives to, you know, the lives and the circumstances of people around us. And when we do that, we end up feeling less than. So this is an important point I want you guys to remember. When we compare our lives to others, oftentimes we end up feeling less than. Worse still of this comparison thing is jealousy, right? When we start to feel jealous of others, it affects our relationships and our friendships in a pretty big way. So let's take a look at our next clip and see how it's going with Buzz and Woody.
And I'll be Molly ready.
Can I bring some toys?
You can bring one toy.
Just one?
One toy? Will Andy pick me?
Don't count on it! Oh! Buzz! Oh, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear, thank goodness. We've got trouble.
Trouble? Where?
Down there. Just down there. A helpless toy. He's trapped, Buzz.
Then we've no time to lose. I don't see anything.
He's there. Just keep looking.
I'm going to talk.
Into Sid's yard.
Oh, Buzz!
This is really bad news for Buzz, right? He's essentially, at this point, a lost toy. Woody let his jealousy get the best of him, and now Buzz is gone. I don't know about you and your friendships, but I certainly hope that no matter how jealous or angry you get, that you don't end up pushing them out the window. No one does that, right? Please? Okay. But jealousy can lead to anger and a desire for revenge that can be a strong pull to do things our own way, even when we know it's wrong. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the story of David and Saul in the Bible, because their story is a good example of how comparison can get out of hand and lead to anger and jealousy and even attempted murder. Now, Saul, he was the first king of Israel. He started out strong. He was very popular. He was a victorious warrior and a strong leader. People liked him. And to top it off, he was chosen by God to be the leader of his people, the Israelites. So things were going pretty well for him. This is where things started to go downhill. Saul decided that he knew better than God, and he disobeyed a direct command that God gave him. It wasn't just like, oh, I'm just going to stray a little bit to the left. It was, I'm not doing that. So God withdrew his favor from Saul, and he asked his prophet Samuel to anoint a new king, David. All right, so David was going to be the next king. At first, Saul was really fond of David, and it was going well. He made him his armor bearer. Now, I didn't know exactly what an armor bearer was, because we don't use that term, you know, in today's regular language. So I looked it up, and an armor bearer in biblical times just meant that it was a person that you trusted to carry your sword or your spear and your shield. So this was kind of a big deal between David and Saul. David was also a very talented musician. Saul often had him play the harp for him to help soothe his troubled mind. Now, Saul really had a troubled mind, but that's a whole nother message series that we could talk about. David was also a very brave warrior. You remember the story of David and Goliath? David was the little boy with the stone and the slingshot that brought down the giant Goliath. Now, David's successes in battle were eventually what led Saul to this comparison trap. In the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapters 18, 5 through 9, it says it this way. Whatever Saul asked David to do, David did it successfully. So Saul made him a commander over the men of war, an appointment that was welcomed by the people and Saul's officers alike. So the people all liked David. When the victorious Israelite army was returning home after David had killed the Philistine, women from all the towns of Israel came out to meet King Saul. They sang and danced for joy with tambourines and cymbals. This was their song. Saul has killed his thousands, and David his 10,000s. Now this made Saul very angry. What's this? He said. They credit David with 10,000s and me with only thousands. Next, they'll make him their king. So from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. That was it for Saul. From that time on, he was very jealous of David. And this jealousy that Saul had for David eventually drove him to madness. And this, because he had this constant desire for revenge. He wasted most of his life chasing after David, trying to kill him because he was so jealous of him. What's so sad to me about this story is that Saul's jealousy of David blinded him to what God had given him, Saul. He compared what he had to what David had, and he didn't feel like it was equal, so he felt less than. And to get what he wanted, he continued to disobey God, and that led him away from God on his own path, and it damaged his relationship with God. I believe this can be true for us too. We can very easily fall into this trap. When we experience jealousy, it tends to lead us on our own path away from God, trying to get what we want instead of what God has given to us. This is important for you guys to remember. Jealousy leads us away from the plan God has for our lives because we are so focused on obtaining what others have instead of appreciating what God has given to us. Now, this is a really sad ending to this story, so I don't want to end right here because there is good news because there is another way to do this. When our friends succeed, we can be happy for them. When they get a promotion at work, we can celebrate with them. When they do well in school, we can encourage them. When they do well relationally, we can support them. And when they do well financially, we can ask them for money. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. We can congratulate them. So don't be so focused on what God has given someone else that you miss out on what he's given to you. A verse that helps me with this is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, when I try to memorize verses, I'm not very good at it. So I have these, you know, important words that stand out to me. And the four words that stand out in this verse that help me remember it are joyful, praying, thankful, Jesus. Okay? So let's talk about those for a second. The first one is joy or joyful. God wants us to be joyful in our own situations. He has this perfect plan for your life, and it doesn't look like anyone else's. So don't compare your life to someone else's. Comparison is the thief or the killer of joy. Always be joyful. The second one is pray. He wants you to never stop praying because prayer is how we stay close to God. And really, sometimes God's plan for our lives feels like big bag of porcupine needles being thrown at your face, right? But we can know that God's plan is always perfect. He does promise that all things work out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So we can have faith that God knows what he's doing. But it doesn't mean that life is going to be full of roses and sweetie. Sometimes it's really hard. And to get through that, he says, never stop praying. Stay close to me. Because that's how we're going to get through the hard times in our life. Never stop praying. Okay, the third one is thankful. Be thankful in all circumstances. Don't just be thankful for all the good stuff. Be thankful for all the things that God throws your way. He's using them for his purposes. He's making you stronger. He's growing your faith in him. He's getting you ready to do some really good stuff, to do things that will make a difference for eternity. So be thankful in all circumstances. And the last part is Jesus. We can have this hope that doesn't make sense to other people because we know that God sent Jesus so that we can have eternal life. What we have here, this isn't it. This isn't the end. We have a hope and a faith for eternity with God, our Heavenly Father, because of Jesus. Joy, pray, thankful, Jesus. Remember these things. And don't be so concerned about what someone else has or the path that God has for them. Stay focused on your own path and what God has given you. Think about all that Saul lost because of his comparison with David and his jealousy. He lost a lot, like his kingdom, the respect of his people. He lost his mind. And in the end, he lost his life. But more than any of that, he lost his way with God. He had the opportunity to have this amazing relationship with God, to do great things with him. But instead, he was jealous of David. I don't know what could have happened if David and Saul had somehow worked together. I think about that sometimes. But what I do know is that Saul lost his way because of his comparison and his jealousy of David. And that hurt his relationship with God. So I'll say it again. Jealousy leads us away from the plan God has for our lives because we are so focused on obtaining what others have instead of appreciating what God has given to us. Let's watch this last clip of the movie to see how Buzz and Woody learn to work together instead of be jealous of each other.
Thanks.
Everybody say bye, house!
Woody the van!
Bye, house!
We gotta roll! Thanks, guys! Quick! Hey.
Just go. I'll catch up.
Now, instead of trying to get rid of Buzz because of his jealousy for him, Woody and Buzz work together to save each other. And we can do that too in our relationships. We can turn away from this urge to want what other people have and appreciate what God has given us and learn to encourage each other. I don't know about you, but I don't like feeling less than. And I don't want those around me to feel less than either. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 helps with that. It says this, "So encourage each other and build each other up." I feel like this might be the cure, or at least part of it, to our problem that we have with comparison and jealousy. Encourage each other and build each other up. So I want to encourage each of you guys today to expose the jealousy in your life. Where are you making these unhealthy comparisons with others? Where do you feel like you are less than? Put it out there. Talk about it. Deal with it. Do whatever you have to move past it. Because your relationship with God could be on the line. Remember, jealousy and comparison pulls us away from the plan that God has for our lives, and it hurts our relationship with him. second is acknowledge what God has given you and give thanks for it, the good stuff and the hard stuff. And lastly, find ways to encourage, support, and celebrate the wins that your friends are having. You are not in competition with them. God has this perfect plan for your life, so stay focused on that and don't stray from your path or away from God. One of the best ways to do that in our friendships is to encourage each other and build each other up. So three things. Expose the jealousy in your life and move past it. Acknowledge what God has given you and give thanks for it. And find ways to encourage each other and build each other up. Let's pray. God, you're so good to us. And we thank you for all the things that you've given us. Thank you for the individual journeys that you've put us all on. Help us to stay true. Help us to thank you for the places that you've put us. Help us to not compare. Help us to encourage our friends and celebrate with them when they're doing well. Help us to have faith and to trust in you that your plan for our lives is best and that you're growing us and strengthening us for the good things ahead. Help us to know that you sent Jesus so that we can know this isn't it. Even when things are hard here, you have a bigger plan for us to spend a perfect eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen.